Blog Talk Radio.
Independent artists and music, because that's what we do here at Lawless.
support our local come up. And guess what we want y'all to do? Ain't a damn thing change. Support your, no, hashtag support your local come up, all right? And while you're at it, tell everyone that the Queen said to dial in 646-478-52609. I'm sorry, 52069. Good Lord. Y'all see, I've been gone for so long, I forgot the number. I know Ty Patterson's on the line. He'll tell it just like he'll say it, just like his water. It's 646-478-5209 is what it is. I don't know where 6 came from, y'all, but that's the right number. Make sure you tell your friends to tell a friend, cousin, uncle, whatever, to dial in 646-478-5209. Yes, I am so glad to be back. As y'all can see, I'm pumped, and I haven't even had my Pinot Grigio, and that's probably why I'm pumped. But anyway, it is what it is. So let me see what's going on with the tie of Get Big Patterson. It's been a long, long time. What
woman,
it do?
You have broken my heart for the past month almost.
And why is that?
Because I've been calling in every week like usual, and I'm always disappointed, you know.
Oh.
My heart.
Now, what can I do to make it up? Big time. Now, I'm up here patting my little shoulder like your head is on my shoulder now.
What's going on, woman?
Man, regroup, you know. I just had to figure some things out, had to grieve a little bit and get some things out of my mind and clear it, and it's clear now. And in the course of clearing my mind, I figured I would be more present by going. I was going to go 5 days a week, but I decided let's test it out and see what happens 3 days a week. But, yeah, I'm just new and improved M right now. I'm the queen, and the queen never went anywhere. It's just the queen had to clear her mind. Sometimes the queen has to get off her throne and just smell the roses, okay, because she has a plenty of them, and that's what I did. So
that's
what
it is.
That's what it is, and it's emphatic. So what's happening, Big Ty? Big Ty, did I lose you? Did I lose you? Big Ty, Patterson. I see him, but I don't hear him. What did he do? Okay, y'all, until I can get Mr. Yeah, we lost him. So until I can get him back on the phone, y'all, I got to let y'all know what my artist has been during, not doing, but during. I'm talking like I'm from the DMV area, but that's what he's been during. He's been on his grind because, first, if you don't already have 7 a.m., no snooze button, you better get it. It's been out for a minute now. It's been out since June. That's his latest mix. Well, maybe not June, but that's his latest mixtape. Y'all cop it. It's dope. So make sure you get that. Download it for free. Also, we got Paranormal, produced by Gold Coast, coming up, so I'm really excited about that. And let me just tell you about his new accomplishment. Just when I think that, you know, things couldn't get better, but I know they can. But, you know, that's something that you always have to say when you're about to make an announcement like this. My artist, Shane P., is now the new CEO of 91.8 Operations. That is a radio station. I believe it's based out of New York, and now he is the CEO. So, yeah, if you see him in the streets, Shane P., make sure if you see him on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, make sure you holler at him and tell him, you know, congratulations. I really... And that's something that I didn't get for him. He got on his own, so that makes it even sweeter. So I really, really, really do appreciate that and them giving him this position. Although, well, I did take part, but I won't get the credit. I give him the credit, no doubt. But, y'all, I just can't tell you how glad I am to be back. I probably even sound different because I'm just happy. I'm just happy that I have this opportunity to be in front of you guys and chat with you guys more often. And I that's what I've wanted for a while now, but I say, you know, it's all about timing. And speaking of timing, we got Mr. Ty Get Big Patterson back. What's happening?
My bad. I walked to a bad part of the store and my phone just died. Like, she went goodbye.
Well, you can't be walking to the bad part of the store. That means something gonna go wrong.
Yeah, recession is horrible in here. I had to step outside and take a breather for a second. Catch
no
my
doubt,
breath, because
no
I got
doubt.
So excited when you said you were live. I'm like, wait, what? Are you serious?
You thought I was kidding?
wait a minute. Why you messing with my emotions right now?
No, I'm trying to make you feel better. I'm going to be on 3 days a week. Is that just my tea? It sounds like you feel better to me. It sounds like I just tickled your little heart, didn't I?
You're damn right. Oh, boy, that was that. I needed that. I needed that. I have had the worst week, but that definitely turned things around.
Wow. Wait a minute. It's only Monday. Are we referring to last week?
No. It just started off horrible.
It started
all bad yesterday, and today just was just a wreck. But, you know, to get that message in and hear what I'm hearing, I'm like, hey, that's what's happening.
Wow. Yeah, that is. I mean, as president, I felt that, well, you know, I reached out to people, certain people, to give them shows or what have you, and I was very excited about it. I think I've even announced it on the show. And I'm like this, you know, I'm not putting anyone on blast, but I'm like this, if I give you an opportunity and it takes you this long to get it cracking, guess what? I got to get something else cracking. You know what I'm saying?
And
that egg breaks, when you hold that egg in your hand and it drops to the floor, you're not going to use that egg. You're going to go get another egg, crack that one, and use that one. And that's what I did.
Well, get the crack.
That's what I did. So I took matters in my own hand, and then we have the Grit Grind show that's going to be coming back, and I have one more host I'm going to be hiring soon. So I'll definitely will let you know, not with this person. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to tell you beforehand. I'm going to tell you after this person airs. How about that? So I want to make sure I'm not making no more announcements, and then I have to turn around and, you know, renege or take back my statement. But, you know, that's the business for you. People say they're going to do things, and then they don't. They drag their feet, but when they see things are blowing up, then they want to come back and be a part of it. And then guess what? In the Queen's world, when you lost your opportunity, there's no more opportunity. It's just gone. And there's, guess what? And there's no more offering. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Well, let me just say, as Ty Gibb Patterson, that I'm happy that things have changed the way they have. I'm happy that you're back on full force, because my Wednesday was just like, ugh, really? Well, what's the point? Like, I just, ugh. So, you know, it's definitely made my day better. Got something else to look forward to again. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. But right now, Get Big is at work, trying to get my wallet kind of big. So
no doubt.
I'll get back at you.
No doubt. All right. Well, I will catch you later.
All right.
All right. Peace. Y'all, of course, that was my loyal listener, as always, Ty Get Big Patterson, checking in on my first Monday show. That makes him my first caller. So there's that milestone. We have so many milestones on this show. And let me just go ahead and tell you, I'm not going to have a guest tonight. We're going to have a guest, but I decided to push the person back, and this person is going to be on another show, but I do have a guest on Wednesday and Thursday show, so I'm looking forward to that. Miss Erica, who is a spoken word artist, and Miss Ebony, who is a financier and who's made bukus of money for sharing her wealth of knowledge of finance, of the finance world, so what a good look. But, yes, y'all, let me get into my Queen's radar. I haven't been into that for a long, long time. I just told you about my artist, so make sure you check him out. Shane P. All day, Brooklyn, all right, BK. Let's see. Well, I didn't want to have to do this. And when I tell you this is really a slow news Monday, because I'm going to play my music set, but this is a real slow news Monday. But the only reason why I'm bringing this up because I really, really felt bad for this gentleman. And now that his career is over, his life is almost gone, might as well Lamar Odom. I'm glad to know that Lamar Odom is up. They said he's actually sat up in the chair with the help of nurses, but he definitely looks like he's going to live. And I can't really say this story without mentioning his name. And this is like a tech man. You know, this name was not mentioned on the Emphatic Show on Lawless Radio, but I have to, because actually, out of all of the, okay, Queen, you can say it. You can say it. Just Kardashian. Lord, y'all have no idea what strength it took for me to get that out. So the Queen had to bring out her alley side for a nanosecond. The strength it took me to say that word, Kardashian. I will say this. I thought they were divorced, but I guess they're not. But anyway, she's been by his bedside, which to a degree, I give her applaud on it. But then on the other hand, you see her mother not far behind with her shades on, like she's been crying or fake crying. I don't know if they love them or not. I don't know. I didn't watch the show. I don't even watch the show at all. So I don't know how or the dynamics of the relationship between him and her and him and the family. I just know from reading what I read in the media or what I try to bypass but can't help but see it and read it, but, you know, that type of situation. But I don't know what the dynamics, but he seemed to have been really close with that family. And that's what we'll refer to him, that family. We won't say the K word. We'll say that family. Well, anyway, I don't know whether to applaud her or to just say, you know, this is just another way that she can get in the media. There's another way that, you know, she's getting a brownie point with the media because this is her ex-husband or soon-to-be ex-husband, and she's standing by her man type situation, and he's a black man, you know. And let me just give a little backstory. If you don't know, if you've been living under a rock or under a tree or in a hole, you know that Lamar Odom, a former NBA player who played for the L.A. Lakers, who was married to Khloe, that last name of that out of that family of people. They were married. I thought they were divorced, but I guess they're not. I keep hearing different stories. But anyway, they were married at some point, and he was found unconscious with blood coming out of, I think, his nose and foam out of his mouth in a brothel in Las Vegas. He has spent $80,000, I guess, for the company of these couple of women. I don't know the whole story, but supposedly he, I don't know. I mean, they did the report or whatever, the blood work, and found that he had Viagra and cocaine in his system. So I don't know who in their right mind, first off, would take Viagra and cocaine all in the same night, or even period, or even the same day. I would be too afraid if I was a guy. Just think about it. Cocaine is a narcotic, so it lifts you up, and so does Viagra. That's not a good combination. So I don't know what happened internally, if he bled. Well, I guess he had to bled. Maybe a blood vessel was burst. I think he had a stroke as well. So I forget all about that. I think he had a stroke, and I know he was on life support, and now his family is feuding against her, trying to get control. His children are trying to get control of everything because they feel like, you know, they are not really married anymore. And I don't know. It's about to be a stupid mess, but I'm not going to cover the mess. I just wanted to say I'm really pleased and glad to know that he's making a recovery, and a really good recovery at that. So Lamar Odom, if you're out there listening, maybe not, just know that the Queen cares, all right? Moving on to my next story. Oh, on a lighter note, let me congratulate Mr. Justin Timberlake for being inducted into the Memphis Hall of Fame. If you didn't know that he was born and raised in Memphis or outside of Memphis, He's a Southern boy just like we are, a Southerner. Yeah, so that was befitting. But let me just tell you, for a long time, I was so mad at JT. For the longest time, I was mad at Justin Timberlake. You know, during that whole Nipplegate, you know, when Janet Jackson, during the half bowl, I think it was 2002, where he pulled the patch off and there's a boob exposed. I don't remember whose idea it was. They both pointed fingers at each other and he wanted nothing to do with her. And then he did a diss song over a Dr. Dre beat, talking about her phony accent and all this stuff. And so, needless to say, they're probably not friends still. But that's crazy. I had to forgive Justin Timberlake. I couldn't stand him for a very, very long time. And really what made me start loving, not just liking, but loving Justin Timberlake again was when he put out that second solo album. Oh, my goodness. There was no way in the world I could deny the song with him and Beyonce. I can't do the other Suit and Tie with Jay-Z on Jay-Z's album. Just so many reasons why I couldn't even dislike him anymore. So, yeah, I definitely, and the next thing that's going to happen, of course, is his star on the Walk of Fame, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We know that's going to happen. That's the inevitable, but I just wanted to say congratulations to you, JT, Justin Timberlake, and also on your new baby and also on your nuptials with your beautiful wife, Jessica Biel, actress. All right. So let's see what else I had on my mind. Oh, let me just shout out one person. Let me shout out this guy, Carl Manley. Carl Manley has his Facebook, y'all, I don't care if you're black, white, or grizzly gray. I don't care what nationality you are, but you definitely need to check out this this page on Facebook. It's called Carl Manley Vintage African American Photography. So he's finding all types of vintage photography that no one else in the public, John Q public, does not have access to. Like, he had a picture of Coretta Scott King that I had never seen in my life, and I thought I had seen every picture of her. And I think this was taken before she and Dr. Martin Luther King even got married. So I think it was really that old, because she was so beautiful. I mean, the elegance, the grace, the poise, the just everything in that picture, those cheekbones. If she hadn't married him, she probably could have been a fashion model, one of the first black fashion models. So you never know, but she was a beautiful woman, and she was a beautiful woman until the day she died, and rest in peace. So, I saw that and saw an old picture of Felicia Rashad. I think that was yesterday. I saw this picture of Felicia Rashad. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Pictures of Richard Pryor, pictures of people back in the 1700s and 1800s, rare pictures that we, like I said, John Q. Public wouldn't even have access to. It's amazing that this man can find these photos. I've never even asked him how. I don't even care. Just bring on the photos. It's like I'm on this page now. I stay on this page because it's just amazing the things that you just see. Here's another a picture of Nat King Cole and his wife, Maria, who is also the mother of Natalie. This is an amazing page. I have to definitely shout him out. Don Cornelius. Wow. Bob Marley. Never seen this picture before. Before the dress, never seen this picture. That's what I'm saying. This guy he's phenomenal for finding these pictures. Like, how can you do this? Like, wow. So definitely, if you're on Facebook, please go to Facebook.com/, let me see, Vintage African Photography. So definitely. No, actually, it's Facebook.com/groups/. Vintage African American Photography, and you'll definitely get to see some treats there because he's always posting something wonderful. So, y'all, I don't have any more Queen radar for right now, but I bet you I can conjure up some stuff. Since I don't have anyone calling in right now, I'm going to go ahead and go to some music, y'all. Y'all already know you're tuned into the Emphatic Show on Lawless Radio. And what does the Queen want to play first? Because I have not played anything in a long time because I've been absent. So You know what I'm going to get into? I'm going to get into some T-Zinc. Which one? Patience. I liked all his songs. He was one of my former guests, and I'm going to play Patience. But before I play Patience, y'all already know, if you're listening, tell everyone the Queen said to dial in 646-478-5209 or simply log on to www.lawlessradio.com. And I'm about to get into this T-Zinc Patience, because you already know it's lawless and it's emphatic.
Ever wanted something so bad that you do anything to have it? Leaving the people that went about it in the past and breaking bad habits to allow it to happen. Concentrated, crafted like creation from the hands of a God's making. When you're able to think and become the thoughts you're chasing, not many can say a thing because you're not mistaken. None of us are, we all human, taught to evolve on dollars moving. We all got dreams for ourselves, but things get complicated when we're locked from movement through the budget. I just want comfort for me and my brothers, and don't want to suffer or struggle for money from working for others. It ain't about luck, even though I got Naptown showing love. I'm from Indiana, and I stand with the independents who run their own business. It's in the blood to do numbers. My fam is standing right next to the teammate change, because loyalty to this cause goes far beyond what y'all see on the stage. We self-made.
I know this feeling won't be faded. Working, waiting. Now it's payment for the patient. Hold up.
Hold up.
I know this feeling won't be fading. We never end the celebration.
Celebration.
All these years of working, waiting. Now we made it and we take it over. I said we made it and we take it over. I said we made it and we take it over. Years of working, waiting. Now we made it and we take it over.
Took forever to get recognition. Set up with a cell with a message in it. Had a premonition from the highest senses that my writing style would get hypertension. My potential was doubted, but I stood out in a business that's crowded. Cause all my syllables sitting the loudest. So it prohibited idiots clowning, ain't even about it. Round the way, we in the lab all day to create a difference. The sound of fake is drowned out every night on stage by the fans and the faces sitting on a major mission. Without a major, ain't that some shit? They can't play with this. We not taking favors, just making names and showing every kid that they can make it with us. Just stay persistent. Never lose sight of who you are in the wake of a changing system. Ups and downs in the world itself keep us devoured and sway decisions. Take it living like you were given. Only one more week till you pass away. Every moment's critical when you don't know if you live to another day. Let's take it.
I know this feeling won't be fading. We never end the celebration.
Celebration.
All these years of work and waiting. Now it's payment for the patient. Hold up.
Hold up.
I know this feeling won't be fading. We never end the celebration.
Celebration.
All these years of work and waiting.
AKMJ Wells Production.
Can I call you mine just for one
night?
Even though we both know that this ain't right. So much different, and what we do is no one's business. Even though I got a girl and I know you got a man, nobody can ever love you and do you like I can. We've been down for so long, it's one night so wrong.
Maybe you won't regret it, I can promise you won't forget it.
I'ma give you something you gon' like. Lick candles, pop bottles, dim lights.
One night.
for one night. Just for one night. Oh yeah. Just for one night. Just for one night. Just for one night. You ain't gotta worry. She don't know what's going on. Keep no texts up in my phone. And I know what time she coming home. And I'ma show you a good time. Sit back and relax, act like you're all mine. Baby, all I need is one time for you to love me for a lifetime. I don't play no game. I don't waste no time. And when I'm by myself, it's on my mind. Oh,
sometimes I wish you were right here.
I miss
the last thing through your hair.
Yeah.
I can't get you out of my head.
No.
Think about all the things that we did.
You don't know how bad that I just want one night.
Saturday morning, just waking up and I ain't even got a hangover. Last night was kinda crazy, but right now I'm sober. Roll over, grab the remote, then turn the news, swell. This one, that's my man, the judge said no bail. Oh well, he gon' be going for the summer. You know his baby mama dummy, shorty love it in his stomach, I heard. But I'm about to get fresh for the weekend. White Louis sneakers, a leather vanilla white beater. One hell of a life, she can speak my life through the speakers. Tonight's party gon' be bright this evening. Before we get the King's Plaza Mall, wash the car, armor roll. The call of my Dominican barber, Pablo Sandoval. Way spinning, rocking gazelles, I stay winning grill. Show when I'm grinning, crushing them with the linen. A lot of women up in the party, ain't leaving the early Sunday. I'm trying to have some fun, cause I'm back to work on Monday.
I'm about to get fresh for the weekend. Jay's on my feet, looking for a Puerto Rican. Nice little hot chicken, step up in the spot with roll up, walking that la 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 la. I'm about to get fresh for the weekend. Jay's on my feet, looking for a Puerto Rican. Nice little hot chicken, step up in the spot with roll up, walking.
talking that la la la.
Yes, it's the weekend, time to turn up. Let me go through my gear, lay out what I wanna wear. Get cleaned and dressed up, then I'm headed for Kevin's chair. He the only barb I trust, cutting my hair. The bro spade, barbecuing today. Canarsie Pig said it's gonna be a lot of food. Ladies looking beer. Ray Luke, having a hotel party tonight, I'm in there. The Marriott, the one downtown, I never been there. I need enough paper that I can afford to live there. But for now, I'm just appreciating the fun times. Trying to avoid being the victim of another ignorant gun crime. Sometimes I feel like I'm on the front lines. Can't even step in the party looking too decent without a nigga. Exercising jealousy, weakness, petty killers. Catch a body over some sneakers, but that don't stop. Got a Jordan from getting fresh for the weekend.
I'm about to get fresh for the weekend. J's on my feet looking for a Puerto Rican.
You
nice little hot chick to step up in the spot with. Roll up, sparking that la 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 la. Looking for a Puerto Rican,
you
nice little hot chick to step up in the spot with. Roll up, sparking that la 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 la.
Follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why? Why am I being
Relentless Hustler Entertainment.
I hope they understand. I hope they understand.
Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. My circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand.
Make one thing clear, I'm the power bird, cause I'm killing tracks, they don't coming back. Got killers around me like Connor. It's one thing that I do possess, is the impeccable intellect. I'm the bridge, gotta make connects from my actions. I earn respect, my delivery ain't like the threat. Gang chest, how they testing me? Close friends turn to enemies. With family, you make memories. Even then, you gotta watch it close. With Walker County, raise the cut, though. But I'm kind-hearted, I cut, though. Mama introduced me to gun smoke. To this day, I gun tote. No top five, what I aim for. Where I'm from, we don't give up. I'm from Texas. Ain't no game show, so you playing with little fast lock, keep that strap on me, I'm Chapo. No amigos, no act Al Pacino, who get rid of people. Don't test my ego.
Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. Circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand. I pray my homies never switch, stay to the fans. They don't understand, they can't understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand.
I'd be surprised if I ain't competition. Every mission on the beat is a demolition. Boys can't see, but it clear they vision. Cause I'm killing shit, that's real shit. That's a clear picture. Saying that he real, but ain't real with you. Gotta cut him off, can't feel it. Doing what I do for my circle, hating on me, it ain't perfect. I charge the game. Tell me out here who be rapping like Frank. Down to the socks, Gucci the name. Paying respect, the homage to Biggie. The words is polished, the game in need me. Passing the knowledge, my money, my problems. Bro told me get it and know that I got it. Had a black mask, can't see who got it. Ride with the top off, they don't understand why I'm so clean. I'ma hit the stage while it's sold out. Got a group singing like Billie Jean. It's in my heart to rap the South, but I'm in Cali on chilling with Wiz on Khalifa. Smoking on cheese, counting cheese.
Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand. A circle tight, never snitch, I hope they understand. They don't understand, they can't understand. I pray my homies never switch, stay to the fam. They don't understand, they can't understand. Them young, die rich, I hope they understand. I live a fast life, I hope they understand.
I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. It blows my mind the time to see how some green can change the way we may think or act. I fall deep into the paper. My pen reacts like a tongue from a street reporter. At times, I just report what I see. Ain't it funny, the same dude that got F's on report cards reporting to y'all. The streets ain't changed. This shit's still the same struggle. Out here is as if Reagan never ended. We still trying to get checks, keep above water. Hearing my mom in the room crying, trying to find a way through the new world order. At an early age, how to be a man of the house. No Chevy Chase, just a young dude chasing that dream of making it in the game. My weight is up, chest sticking out. I'm on some, you can't tell me jack. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies. I'm an outsider, my future is hazy. Time here is limited, so give me hug, ladies.
Bobby got the juice. Bobby got the juice. I said Bobby got the juice. Bobby got the juice. Bobby got juice. I said Bobby got juice.
Bobby got the juice now. Women trying to shoot now. Back in there, want to be the same chick trying to lay round. Wishing I could stay round. They hoping for more time.
taking these pictures like they bear it all. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Woo! I got the juice. No, I don't mess with no. My verse is scriptures or scriptures. Now I'm a truth, man. That's now I'm a fact. Did this on digits. I'm stacking up money. We playing for keeps. I'ma get it all back. I got the juice. I want my money way past the ceiling, man. People be on their feelings, man. I'm just trying to count a million with a pretty chick on the island. No Gilligan.
Bobby got the juice.
Woo!
Bobby got the juice. I said Bobby got the juice.
Juice. Juice.
Bobby got
juice.
Bobby got juice. I said Bobby got juice.
Bobby got the juice now. They all in my phone now. Wishing that we answer, but I'd rather sit my phone down. This is from my hometown. Hit me trying to bone now. Tell them I'm too busy when they call them on the road now. Get to the money like all day. Got no time for no foreplay. No, you can't pull up unless you and your girl trying to have a four-way. That's three girls at the same time. Got them all off the same line. Bobby got the juice. They all love me at the same time. But you know that. Yeah.
Bobby got the juice.
Juice.
Bobby got the juice.
Juice.
Bobby got the juice.
Juice. Juice.
Bobby got the juice.
Yeah.
Bobby got juice.
Yeah.
Bobby got juice.
Bobby got juice. Shots on me, tell them fall through. Shots to the juice. Mix with the goose, 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 get loose. They go juice. You go chip like you ain't tied your shoes. They got blues. Coming from the East Coast, where the deep most really think it can go snooze. Pay your dues. When you sleep, sleep, sleep. Donuts and no, no juice. I was working my ass out. So see y'all can say I'm the juice. Shoot with a mouth that gets you way past that. This, 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 way past rap. I'm way up, see, see, I'm too advanced. Y'all, y'all can't go no chip here.
Bobby got the juice. Bobby got the juice. I said Bobby got the
juice.
Bobby got the juice. Bobby got juice. I said Bobby got juice. Bobby got the juice. Bobby got the juice. I said Bobby got the juice. Bobby got the juice. Bobby got juice. I said Bobby got juice.
This is your girl, Lene Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
That's right. You heard my girl, Lene Michelle. She said to keep it locked because you are tuning to the emphatic show on Lawless Radio with your one and only host. Yes, I, me, she, yes, am the queen. All right? I'm getting sillier and sillier by the week. But that's a good thing, you know, that shows I'm progressing. I'm happy, so this is a good thing. This is a good thing. Y'all just got a few minutes in the show. This seems so weird saying that at only, wow, 10 till 9. That is so weird saying that, but I only have a few minutes in the show. So, y'all, like I said, this is a very, very slow news day, and some things on Yahoo News caught my eye, and I thought I'd share on Queen's radar, but it's really not on my radar. But anyway, check this out, y'all. This is let me just tell you, these are like all dumb stories to me, except for maybe one. Okay, so couple creates horror movie trailer for their pregnancy announcement. So we already know this is going nothing but bad down south. Well, having a baby can be a scary proposition. To that end, Judy and Gavin Holt decided to let all their friends and family know that they were expecting a little bundle of joy. By scaring the pants off of them, the Holt spoofed a horror movie trailer, starts innocently enough, a happy couple moving into a new home, but soon, as in all horror movies, things take a turn for the worse. I can feel it grow inside of me, whispers Judy over ominous music. Ominous music. What's happening to me? Many scary moments later, there is the big reveal. Baby Holt coming March 2016. My wife let me have free reign sick on our announcement video. I may have cursed my house, Gavin Holt wrote in the Reddit post. We tip our hats to Gavin for including a bun in the oven scene and a close-up of Prego spaghetti sauce. Well played. Okay. I don't have anything to say but stupid, 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 stupid. And I don't know what the hell they mean by well played. Yeah, if this is for ID channel. This is for the world. Anyway, bye. Bye, Felicia. All right. There's something else that I saw. My goodness. It's nothing worse than a slow news day. Nothing worse. Oh, but this really caught my eye, and this really is not funny. It's really actually crazy. Okay. Daredevil gets leg cramp halfway through Australia's highest tightrope walk. So one daredevil in Australia had just became the poster child for pushing through the pain during a death-defying tightrope walk between the peak of Melbourne's Eureka Tower. Let me stop there, first of all. He is the poster child of pushing through the pain of during a death-defying tightrope walk. First of all, they act like this is something that happens on a regular. They act like this happens on a daily basis all around the world. This is just international, and this is just a little hobby that anyone on this planet can do. Are you kidding me? They could have found a better choice of words than that. I mean, the poster child, he's the poster child of tight ropes, period. It doesn't matter. Whether it's death-defying, there's no such thing as a poster child for tight ropes because no one does it. Anyway, I digress, moving right along here. Kane Peterson was in the middle of walking Australia's highest tightrope walk, 300 meters or nearly 1,000 feet above the ground, when he got a leg cramp. The high wire artist lay down in the middle of the 21-meter crossing, and there were no safety nets below to catch him if he fell. I tried to get my leg back out of the stand back up, and I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Peter said to the Herald Sun. I just pushed myself through it. I have just lived a dream. A dream is fantastic. Wow. On the other side of the walk, he was greeted by his wife, Jessica McCrindle Peterson. Stunt and is reminiscent of French high wire artiste crossing over the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in 1974. Wow, that is crazy. I mean, I can't even say I applaud him or anything because that's just so crazy to even try to do. But, I mean, that's what people do. I mean, that's probably made him millions of dollars for doing these kind of crazy things. So I'm just glad he made it through. He pushed his way through the pain. What can I say? But anyway, that concludes the Queen's, I can't even get it out because this story is just so crazy. The Queen's View, okay? This concludes the Queen's View. Y'all got to get back into the swing of things, okay? Well, anyway, y'all, let me go ahead and make my announcements because we're almost at the end of the show. Y'all already know Lawless Entertainment October issue is out right now, and you can definitely check out my story I did on my good friend, Miss Sylvia Crawley, who is the first woman to dunk a basketball blindfold. And she played in the NWA. She played overseas first, but she played in the WNBA for the Indiana Fever. And then she's now the assistant coach for the Indiana Fever. So kudos to her. So it's a really, really good story. So check it out, please, and the rest of the issue by logging on to www.llemag.com. And also for you unsigned, underground, independent artists, if you're not getting played, I ain't stop saying this. This goes on, honey. You're playing yourself because you have a platform here at Lawless Radio, and namely the Emphatic Show on Lawless Radio, to have your music played. Only thing I ask you to do is edit your music. Take out those curse words that I can't play during prime time. That's all I ask you to do. When you record your dirty version, make sure you go ahead and get your edited version done at the same damn time. And when you do that, you send your music to music@lawlessradio.com, and also my personal business email, emm.emmphatic@gmail.com. If you don't already know, that's m.emphatic@gmail.com. All right, and also I am music songwriter, singer-songwriter, a lyricist extraordinaire. I am M, Queen of Afro Pop, and you can check out my music as well. I'm on ReverbNation.com/ME, that's E-M-E-E, and also I am on SoundCloud/Emphatic, and I have two fan pages I would love for you to like. So what you can do is log on to Facebook.com/Emphatic Show on Lawless Radio and click like, and I would greatly appreciate you becoming a supporter. And also my music page, which is for Facebook.com/ME Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. That's how I do it. And if you want to tweet to me, you can tweet to me on Twitter @QueenEmphatic. And if you ladies that don't know what IG is, it is Instagram. Get with the program. You can simply follow me on Instagram @M_QueenEmphatic. Well, we have come to the end of the first Emphatic Show on Lawless Radio on Monday. So this is the first, and Tygia Big Patterson is the first to call in, so I really appreciate that. And y'all, I'm going to be back next week, so make sure you tune in, and I greatly, greatly appreciate you tuning in tonight. So make sure you tell your friends that I'm on Monday, Wednesday for 2 hours, the same time slot, 8 o'clock, and I'm on Thursday for an hour as well, the same as Wednesday. So there you have it. And also, check out my artist, Shane P. If I haven't told you already, I told you at the beginning, I'm telling you again, to download his current mixtape, which is 7 a.m. No Snooze Button. It's available now. And also coming up is his other mixtape, which is, what is the name of this other mixtape? My goodness, Paranormal. So y'all make sure you cop that when it's out. So y'all, I'm going to go ahead and get you out of here with my artist, Shane P. Royalty. Y'all already know, you can catch me same time, same day, same place, because it's Emphatic and it's Lawless. And who loves you, baby? The queen does. All right?
Because we make our partners part of our past. In doing so, we never give each other a chance. And often lust can be mistaken for romance. All that glitters ain't gold. And when lies get told, it can end up doing damage. Tri-fold, I know. It takes two to make a thing go right.
For real.
Easy Rock had me selling raw bass all night. No compromises made. Now we pointing the finger. Got someone on the side, now she muting the ringer. Anniversaries go past, but no one remembers. And we don't see the wounds, but inside we enter. Damn.
America is greedy, there's no room for no mistakes. In relationships, you have to be the best at something great. If you're second in your last, you gotta be in first place. I don't care what you're saying, no, you think it's day to day. If it ain't great, you can let it go. You got something good, you can let it go. If you ain't a king, you can let him go. And if she ain't a queen, you can let her go. You deserve better. You deserve better. Everybody's royalty. Just in their own way.
Sometimes it's best to split ways. People change and playing games can make us have a funny view of things. All men are dogs, all females are hoes. Really never true, but anything goes. And anything said, when feelings get hurt. Throw someone under the bus, drag their name in the dirt. What's it all worth? probably best to be separate. No one likes feeling rejected or being neglected. Time can heal all wounds, is how that cliche goes. Nothing stops real love, not even area codes. Life has no rewind, this is God's design. Often we ignore and act blind to the signs. Yeah.
You have to be the best of something great. If you're second, then you're last. You gotta be in first place. I don't care what you say. I know you think it's day to day. If it ain't great, you can let it go. You got something good, you can let it go. If you ain't a king, you can let him go. And if she ain't a queen, you can let her go.